This is Mr. and Mrs. in Business podcast, where we discuss business, home, family, rants, and bands. In this week's episode.
Like at Christmas, something that we always do at Christmas, isn't it, is almost what we do reflect on the year. Well, I hate it when you do that.
I know.
You ruin the atmosphere.
I'm like, so what's happening here? Oh. And he's like huffing.
You ruin it.
Pauses it.
You get on my man boobs. Because I'm not swearing.
It was a freak accident, wasn't it?
It was a freak accident. Well, I don't know, because it kind of insinuated that it might have been somebody's fault. But they never focused on that in the film.
And now, let's welcome your hosts, Chris and Helen Butler.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. This is Helen calling from Threadapixel.
And welcome to Mr. and Mrs. Podcast in Business.
No,
I've said that
wrong. It's our own title and you don't even know it. Hello, this is Helen from Pixel and Threads, I think it is. Hold on, let me just check.
Wrong accent.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can't do the northern one, so I have to stick to what's local to me. This is Mr. and Mrs. in Business Podcast.
Yes.
I'm Chris Butler.
I'm Helen Butler.
And together we are
Mr. and Mrs. in Business Podcast. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, yes. Sorry we haven't been on last week, and I think we missed one a couple of weeks ago as well.
Yeah, but not in a row.
No. I think what we're going to have to do is we're really struggling to get them all in, aren't we? So I think we're going to try and revert to once every other week for a bit.
Yeah.
A bit less pressure on us because we've got loads going on and Christmas coming. So this is actually our last one now before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Wah, wah, wah.
Right, yeah, okay. Everyone's too busy. They're going to be doing your own thing over Christmas. It's been a hectic year for everyone. Everyone has said, where has this last quarter gone? It's like October came.
Where's the year gone?
Like, you know, we went on holiday in October, which throws you as it is. Then spent a few weekends or days, whatever it was, in A&E with our son for various different things, but everything's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And that just throws you. So, and then here we are, like a few weeks Christmas.
Well, when this goes out, I think it'll be just over a week before Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean, it's bizarre how quickly it's gone. And so, you're right. Everyone's just getting in the Christmas festive spirits now.
It's time to chill.
It's time to start unwinding, getting yourself ready for Christmas, enjoying your family time and all those things. So this is our last one now before Christmas. Mm. We will be back in the new year. Yes, we will. We will be back. Yeah. I'm sorry, but we will be back.
And we want to do interviews with other people as well a few weeks after that, don't we? But in the new year, we will be including interviews with other business people.
We're still not sure how we're going to do
it. As I say, get in touch if you'd like to come on the podcast with us.
Other than mom and dad.
Yeah, no, that's what's already taken.
Yeah. So this week we thought we would talk about just being grateful.
Mm.
Because
cup half full.
Cup half full,
being a cup half full kind of person.
Was it PMA, positive mental attitude. That was good, wasn't it? That was almost like that was rehearsed.
I know, actually wasn't.
Let's do it again.
No.
I thought you were going to.
No.
So it's all about being grateful. And at Christmas, something that we always do at Christmas, isn't it, is almost what we do reflect on the year.
Yeah.
Like where we've been, what we've achieved.
Yeah.
And
we've
spoken about this before, that something we don't do enough of is sort of celebrating success as it happens and throughout the year. And we always do it at the end, which is wrong. But that's where we are. But so it's been, we're kind of getting into this time of year and you keep knocking the plants. Oh. People are going to know it's fake. I mean, real.
Don't draw attention to the real plants.
Real plants that we haven't watered since.
Well, that's why they're still here.
2001 and it's still looking luscious. And so we always reflect, don't we, on the year and what we've achieved and maybe some of the things we haven't achieved and we need to reevaluate.
Yep.
And I think it's sort of, well, actually, you know, the real reason I want to talk about being grateful, I want to dive straight into it, was I watched a film.
We did.
Oh, we did, didn't we? Sorry, yeah, you were there. Yeah,
but were so engrossed. We didn't, like, talk throughout it at all, did we?
Well, I hate it when you do that.
I know.
You ruin the
atmosphere. I'm like, so what's happening here? And he's, like, huffing.
You ruin
it. Pauses it. Tells me,
because
explains.
That's why I can't watch films with adverts, because it just ruins.
Oh, yeah,
film is not meant to be seen,
does,
to be broken up. It's meant to be seen from start to finish, continuously. Otherwise, it'd be a series.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we watched this film, David Holmes, The Boy Who Lived.
Mm.
And honestly, if you haven't seen it, you've got to watch it.
Well, he's the stuntman of Harry Potter.
Yes.
Basically. And he was from day one. Any story of it is fantastic, which I will let you finish.
Thank you. I thought you were going to steal my line like then.
No, darling.
Please don't.
I wouldn't dare.
Yeah, so the David Holmes was the stuntman for Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter. And or stuntman at the time, he was a stunt boy, wasn't he? He was only young. He wasn't much older than Harry Potter.
No, he was only a couple of years older.
And this lad, at the time, as being a boy anyway, now as he's a grown man, obviously, but back then, he had so much positivity and just determination. I mean, I think he started out in gymnastics.
Gymnastics, yeah.
And I think from what I remember, he always wanted to be a stuntman. Nothing from what he said was going to stop him becoming.
Well, he had no fear, his parents said, from a young age.
Nothing was going to stop him becoming this stuntman. Anyway, it just came about by chance that he started surrounding himself with the right sort of people. Not by chance, because he worked really hard, but in the fact that he's surrounding himself with the right sort of people, the right opportunity came along, and he was like, I want to be a stuntman for Harry Potter. Anyway, doing it, and the bond that him and Daniel had was, it seemed like incredible. Yeah, it was
really
amazing.
Like,
Daniel was saying that he looked up to him. He was almost like, and even David was saying that he was like the younger brother kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it was a really, really
nice relationship.
Lovely relationship.
Yeah.
Anyway, he, stuntman, and I think it was the last film or second to last film, can't remember, but he had an awful accident on set. So much so that it, I don't know the terminology for it, but he's now wheelchair bound. And he seems to be slowly losing, he can't move his legs. I think he's got some movement up here, but it seems to be getting less and less as time goes on. And from what he was saying, he alluded to the fact that it's only ever going to get worse, and there might come a point where he can't even feed himself and breathe on his own. He might need further support and help. But the thing was, this is why I want to talk about this, and it's a great film. You've got to watch it because...
it's a documentary film, isn't it?
It's a documentary, but it's just so nice to hear other people's stories other than just the actors and the directors and things.
Yeah.
That's what you always get.
Well, he was such a key role in it.
Yet
you would never really... you just take it for granted that you don't know who it is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm kind of losing myself because I've got so many good things I want to say this week. I've even had to make notes.
Oh.
I know, notes.
A bit professional.
But yeah, so he had this awful accident and it wasn't his fault.
It was a freak accident, wasn't it?
It was a freak. Well, I don't know because it kind of insinuated that it might have been somebody's fault. But they never focused on that in the film.
Yeah.
He had this awful accident and... it went then took you through his journey of him going through recovery. But the thing that was made it so engrossing for me was not only the way the story was told, so obviously all the cinematography and the lighting and the script and all that sort of stuff, but how positive David Holmes was throughout the whole thing. And there was one pivotal thing he says to me, or said to everybody, but obviously when you're watching it, it feels like you're saying it to you.
Resonated with you.
Good word. This is where you do the script
whenever
writing.
I use a good word, can we not highlight it? Can we make it sound like it's natural?
It's normal.
A daily thing.
It's normal. And somebody, I think it was his mom, said that I was so angry. I was so angry that why did they let this happen? It shouldn't have happened. It shouldn't have been the case. And so we're all thinking the same thing, like, well, who's to blame kind of thing. And then David comes on and he says, why would I want to ruin somebody else's life? If I was to sue this person or make an uproar of it, my life's ruined. Why does anyone else's life need to be ruined because of an accident?
A genuine,
because it was
horrendous
it wasn't
accident.
An intentional
no,
thing.
Of
whether
course.
It was somebody's fault or
like
not,
they were all like a family, weren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, it was an accident.
The crew,
and it was like from an outsider looking in, you'd think, oh my god, your life isn't ruined. Obviously, it's not, but it's been turned upside down, inside out. Everything you know has now changed. It's never going to be the same again. You'll never be able to do the things that you want. You'll never be able to be a stuntman again, which is what all you ever wanted to be. And for him to say that at such a young age as well, there was no hate. There was just this pure...
Well, he'd done the role for a good... was it nearly 10 years?
Well, yeah, but
you know,
I mean,
no,
as a
I'm
young
just
person,
saying, we haven't said
nothing.
How long he did the role for.
Well, I don't know, because I don't know how many Harry Potter films... I'm not really a Harry Potter film fan, but... movie fan... I was just amazed by how much positivity. I mean, that really is, like, even now thinking about it.
Inspiring.
Beyond inspiring. Beyond, I don't even know, I think there's a word you could use to sum up somebody like that, that has so much gratitude and positivity on life. And that's what I wanted to talk about this week, in that, you know what, sometimes you're going to get thrown a, I'm not swearing on podcasts, an awful, you'd be dealt an awful set of cards.
Yeah.
An awful hand, but to be able to see the positive in it, I think it's a real...
Yeah.
I don't even know how you describe it or what words you would use to sum up a person like that.
Well, it's a half full kind of cup guy person.
Do I just skim past that and just pretend you didn't say that?
Let's cut that bit out.
Shall we cut? Cut.
Although we've never actually cut anything out of the podcast,
have we? So that is a fact. Never,
kind of
ever.
Know that's not going to be cut out. But a positive pan.
A glass half full kind of guy.
Go on,
say it again.
Glass half full kind of guy.
There we go. Say it with a bit more enthusiasm, a bit more like, you know, yes, it was my
Let's
idea.
Let's be a glass half full kind of guy.
Yes. Mm. Or a lady.
Or lady.
You don't have to be a guy.
Guy. I say guy for guys or girls.
Guys and gals.
Yeah.
Gals and guys. Mm. So, you've got to watch that move. Honestly,
yeah,
it was incredible.
It was really
and the cinematographer on it was great as well. I loved it. It was just a really moving story.
And it's like you say, the unsung heroes of behind the scenes of something so incredibly successful,
yeah,
couldn't have got there to where it was and without him.
No,
but not many people knew about him.
No, and going back to films again as a reference point, but you know, when a blockbuster movie is made or any film is made,
yeah,
you obviously hear about the actors.
Yeah,
they do an amazing job. Of course, they do. And you normally hear about the director now. You never used to, but more so now, I think the director and or producer is starting to get a lot more recognition for their work now, which is great. But there are so many other people involved in making a movie. I mean, you get
hundreds.
The credits at the end and it's whizzed through at 1,000 miles an hour.
Yeah.
But if you stop and looked at how many names there are involved,
hundreds
of people. Mm. And for me, I always use the analogy of we are all in a business, a small cog. And there are every person is a small cog.
Mm.
If one of those cogs breaks, and it doesn't matter if it's at the top, i.e. a director, or at the bottom, an entry-level person, if a cog breaks, the machine stops working.
Yeah.
And we are all as important as the next person. Mm. You know, I mean, sometimes people look down on people with certain job roles, like if you're a cleaner.
It doesn't matter.
But everybody's role. Without a cleaner, we don't have a clean environment to work in or a clean set to work on. Without catering bringing us food, we've got actors starving that can't do the work they need to do because they're so hungry, which means they're not performing properly.
Yeah.
Without makeup artists making them touching up all the perfection.
Or the runners.
Lighting,
you know, those runners, little things that take time.
Yeah, going and getting something for somebody because they forgot something. People that change a lens on a camera. There are people on set that do that as a job.
Yeah.
Change lenses, charge batteries.
Yeah.
But they're all so important. I think we should apply that in life, in companies in general and business in general, isn't it? That everybody plays
a part,
whether we like it. Well, a pivotal part, in fact, because as I say, if for me, if that breaks, if whoever it is doesn't come in and do their job today, that has an impact on everybody else.
So it's just being appreciative of everybody that's within any kind of business, really, which, you know, really highlighted that, you know, not many people knew about David.
And I didn't have a clue.
He was a pivotal, oh dear, not getting my words out today.
You had a heavy night the other night.
I did. And
I think this
still
is the repercussions.
Yes.
Yeah. We won't say any more than that, other than she wasn't very well yesterday.
Yes, I was, to our son, I had food poisoning.
Food poisoning? I love the way you said that.
Because he was like, he said, I don't want to go near you, Mum. I don't want to catch what you've got. And I was like, no, darling, it's just something I've eaten.
Yeah, all drunk. From the amount that I drank.
This is why I don't go out much.
So, you just got to be appreciative of people, haven't you? I mean, like I said, we didn't know about this David Holmes, and his story probably would never have been told if that accident hadn't happened. And should it have really have happened for us to know his story? Probably not. I suppose you could argue, would people have watched it otherwise? Probably not as well. But I think you just have to be appreciative of what you've got. I mean, life will deal you some horrible things, and that is life, unfortunately. And luckily for most of us, we don't have horrific things like that happen to us.
Mm.
And yet, touch wood, obviously. But it's so hard sometimes, isn't it, to see beyond the positive when you're feeling so in a bad place.
And they do say, don't they, life is like buses and everything does always seem to happen at the same time. So people say they happen in threes. It does always seem to happen at the same time, and it can be so easy to be poor me. But once you've had that moment, of course, it's natural to, but, you know, reflect as quickly as you can on the negatives. You know, sadly, we have, you know, known of quite a lot of people that have had to change their businesses
or even close their businesses. This year,
So, you know, what can they take from that? There is always positives to take from it.
Oh, imagine all the learning.
Yeah, and you some of them have closed it, not because they necessarily had to. They've made that choice.
They wanted to.
Because they've got another chapter that they want to move on to,
yeah,
or something else that they wanted to do in life.
Well, isn't that funny? Because we assume that because it's closed, it's been taken out of their control. They've closed in a negative way. But it could have been that actually they've just want to retire, or like you said, they've had enough. That might be a huge positive for them.
Yeah, yeah.
That they've closed.
Yeah.
That might be what they were aiming for.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So you just don't know the full story, but it's nice to think that, you know, something that you may think is a negative isn't always a negative, and you can take a positive from that. I mean, in the past, you know, all horrible situations can help you reflect. You know, I think I've said this in most of the blooming podcasts, you know, lockdown was horrendous for so many people, but it allowed me to be appreciative of the everyday things so much more. You know, family, friends, even reflecting on friendships, you know, made you reflect on how people coped with it, how if you know, in my opinion, some people were selfish in lockdown and they didn't put others first, made me reflect what kind of person they were, and so, you know, naturally you move on from certain friendships as well, so not seeing that as a negative, that you're moving on from different friendships and looking for different kind of things in friendships, and
new chapters.
And well, they say, you know, some friends are for a lifetime, some friends are for a chapter.
I like that.
There you go.
You should write a book on that.
And yeah, like I've definitely got different friends in the last few years, and I really respect them. I'm you know, I've sort of been looking to surround myself with people who I aspire to,
right? Okay.
Or who really jig me up and have
motivate
got that
you.
Positive, that glass half full kind of person.
Right.
And yeah, it's definitely sort of reflecting on what you can bring to the table and how good you feel when you've spoken to them.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's sort of, you know, yeah, just reflecting on everything in a positive way.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So what do, so looking at, let's do the reflective piece on camera almost.
Oh.
This is unplanned, unprepared.
Yeah.
So what are you grateful for this year? I mean, looking at the year, I mean, it's been a roller coaster of a year again. I think that, I mean, lots of people I speak to are saying it's been a challenging year. It's been a challenging year for us in different ways. Challenging year for lots of people.
I think any business is challenging any year, isn't it? You've always got something, you know, you always have, you know, growing pains.
Well, I think it's because since COVID, I think everybody's norm has gone out the window.
Yeah.
And I don't think
so
we even
no
have a new
plain
norm
sailing
yet.
Of anything, is there?
Any of us are still really sure what is going on in the world of business.
That's
but,
it.
But what, so from 2023, what are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for you, darling.
Oh.
Hey, there you go.
Well, you know, I was going to say the same thing because as much as you wind me up, and you do wind me up, however.
Ditto.
Well, yeah, fair to you. I think that's far and past, isn't it? The dreaded wife or the dreaded husband. But I can't imagine my life without you.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. No, seriously.
Yeah, well, it's funny you say that because that did go
out.
I
don't find it funny.
Well, no, but like you say, we do get on each other's nerves from time to time. But
you get on my man boobs because I'm not swearing.
But I was only saying to someone on Friday night, you know, we like to keep our social lives quite separate.
Yep.
And we always have since we've been together for over 15 years. And that's just something that we have both enjoyed to keep
separate.
Well,
you need separate. That separate time, don't I feel?
And someone else was saying, the guy I was speaking to was saying, oh, I quite like that idea, because otherwise you stood with them and you're like, are you okay? And who do you want to speak to? And no one's really, for me, no one's fully enjoying it then.
No, yeah.
And we luckily both agree on that.
I think it's okay if you're in a couple and you're the couple and you all get on.
Well, yeah,
that's
fine.
9 times out of 10, you've got different.
We've got a few like that, but generally
we don't have different things in common, do we? Yeah.
And I said, but you know, we also work together as well. So going out with it, and he was like, oh my God, I couldn't work with my wife. And I said to him, you know what? I really enjoy it. So yeah, there you go. Aww. I actually said that out loud.
You did. And you can't take it back.
But yeah, no, I think when you feel like.
I can see a tear in your eye.
Not today. But still a bit hungover. No. I think that's all that is, a bit tired. When you know someone has really got you back through anything, it's a magical feeling. Oh, this is going to get soppy, isn't it?
It is. Well, it's great if it's being grateful thing, isn't it? And
yeah,
we just got to be, we've all got to see the positive in situations wherever we possibly can.
Yeah.
And like we said, we're getting each other's nerves, but we help each other out. We cover each other. I know you've got my back. Yeah. I've got your back.
Yeah. We might and bicker, together we'll, but we ultimately want the same thing, don't we? So
I think the thing with us is it's, a lot of the time is we're saying the same thing, but in a different way.
Yeah.
And we struggle, I think, to get it across as the other person may understand it.
Yeah. And I think most recently, probably in the last 6 to 12 months, we've realised that. So then we're bickering. And then we're like, hold on, so do you mean this? And we're like, well, we're saying the same thing.
Yeah, I said, that's what I said. No, you didn't. You said it.
Yeah, and then we're like, right, okay, let's move on then. We're arguing for nothing.
Well, I think we've gone about it a slightly different way now. We end up talking about the result rather than the process to get to the result. And then it seems we're like, well, yeah, we both want that. Right, okay, so how are we going to do that? So just okay, so you're grateful then for me. I'll take that.
Yeah.
As my Christmas present, my one and only.
There you go. Yeah. I think growing of age as well. Mm. I think you just find yourself more.
I agree.
I don't know if it's something you hit 40 and you're like, you don't want
any. Well, I wouldn't know that. I'm only 35.
Come on, love. Let's get real. But you hit 40 and you just think, I have not got time for the school rubbish.
You prioritise different things.
And
you
just think, come on, I just haven't got time for that.
Yeah. Well, not just that, lots of things in life.
Yeah, don't sweat the small stuff.
Yeah. You just focus on the things that are more important.
Yeah.
And
so,
I think you reanalyse what's important.
And I think I used to spend a lot of time worrying about such trivial things. And whilst it's still something I'm working on, I think ultimately self-reflection is something that has really helped.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm grateful for you highlighting that within, just within people in general. And so I've taken that on board as well.
Mm-hmm.
And having that network around you, family and friends, to help with that. So that has been massive in feeling like I have those other people around me to support me. Whilst you're my rock, it's so nice to have that whole...
Well, you need other people and other things, don't
thing
you?
Around you. I like talking to people. A problem shared is a problem halved, as I said last week.
Not sure I agree with
and
that.
But for me, a problem shared is a problem halved. And I feel like I've got some really, really good friends and family that I can just literally call upon.
Mm-hmm.
And same with them as well. Like literally in the last couple of weeks, I've called a few different friends, less than a handful, and said, are you okay? And they've actually said, no, you know what? No, this rubbish thing happened. And
That's nice.
That's the kind of friends that I like.
Well, that's the one we all need.
You know, tell me what your problems are. Let's try and help. Even if you just get it off your chest and you say it out loud.
Isn't that a proper friendship, though? Isn't that what a real friendship is?
You don't want to say, yeah, I'm fine, when
To be able to feel comfortable with somebody, to be able to say that, to me, shows a real friendship.
Yeah.
When you always say, I'm always fine, that's not a friend. That's an acquaintance. And you need people like that in your life.
Yeah.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
But you also need those people that you can pick the phone to and say, you know what, I'm not all right.
Yeah.
I need to talk to you about something. I just need to get it off my chest, or I need someone's opinion on it, or you've got to be able to talk to people. And so if you've got people of that in your life, that is a blessing.
So, that self-reflection. And then, you know, started the gym finally.
Yes.
Long time coming.
Oh, man. Yeah, and some.
So, that's a nice new routine that we've been getting into. So, I'm looking forward to that. And just like trying to be more healthy and mentally healthy. I think the podcast has really helped us reflect on ourselves. It is therapy.
I'm calling this a therapy session.
And
now.
So that has helped as well. So I'm grateful for that and grateful for our health and happiness.
Look at that.
There you go. And it's the small stuff, appreciating the small stuff, but I do seem to say that every time. But I do really, really think that is so important.
Well, you've got to start somewhere, haven't you? If you can address it and think that's what I need to start doing, then you can start doing it. If you can't address it and realise it, you can't start doing it, can you? So,
and I think that is ultimately helping us put our new plans together for the future, which I'm really excited about as well.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that we always seem to be on the same page. Whilst we're chalk and cheese, we ultimately do feel like we want the same things. And when we change our minds, we're in the same direction, which
most of the
is
time,
huge.
Yeah.
And that really excites me. I'm looking around the room and I can see Christmas biscuits and bottles of champagne.
Oh, what happens? I haven't thought this through, have I? So normally before Christmas, we go around, like most families, buying all the boxes of chocolates and, like you say, biscuits. And isn't it funny, there's only certain things you eat at Christmas.
Oh, no. Forever Rocher being one, Lindt chocolate being another.
Matchmakers.
Chocolate orange.
All of it, really. Shortbread. All of it. Brazil nuts, chocolate Brazil nuts. Yeah. Oh, my fave. Anyway, normally we buy this stuff at Christmas or before Christmas, and then you get to about where we are now, and you think, I'll open that now. It's Christmas. I'll open that box. So I think last year or this year, we decided we're not going to do that. We're going to buy it.
Yeah.
As and when we see it.
But we've hidden it in here.
And then we put it in there. In the boys' den or shed or podcast room,
instead of the dining room, we've hidden it in here.
Because we're not going to come outside in the pouring rain. But now we're in here, and like you're saying, it's like, we could open that, couldn't we?
Stop looking at it. It's not there.
What would Reese at the gym say?
Biscuits there.
Oh, God. This is going to get messy. I think that it's just, I'm trying to be more grateful for things in my life. You know, I mean, we've had some really good positives that come out of this year. When we've had two holidays, which is not boasting, because we have how many years without a holiday?
Well, we made that three, didn't we? I went away with the girls for the third one, and you went away with Parker
me
for
and
the
Parker
weekend.
Went for a weekend, Taunton Towers. So three. So I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So that's something that's not boasting, but it's just
that just sort of happened that way. Yeah.
So that was amazing that we could have three breaks. I don't think we've ever done that.
Well, that was like a goal to make more time for
family,
us.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and we stopped working weekends.
Yeah.
So that's been really good. I think actually this year, I can only recall yesterday I did.
Let's not sound showy, Offie.
But I don't think we've done another Saturday.
No, we've tried not to work weekends.
Which is something we wanted to do, so spend more time as a family. So that's been really good.
Yeah. I think we're putting things like ourselves in that plan as well, aren't we?
Yeah. Well, what we want from it, rather than just doing all the time, what do we actually want from all of this? Mm. And podcast, we launched the podcast.
Yeah.
Which was a huge thing for us because it was a rocky start.
Yeah. Yeah. It was stopped and then started again. And we're learning from it. It's a learning curve, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're taking lots of different
people's opinions and people are almost following us on our journey almost.
Yeah.
Because this isn't, we didn't really know why we started this, other than we wanted to give people more of an insightful look at to what business was about. And it's not always, even though we're trying to be grateful.
A candid reflection on business and life.
Because there are bad things, and that's fine. But let's talk about them.
Yeah.
Because I think that everyone talks about the positives in business, which is great. And I would talk about being grateful, and that's right. Mm. But I think we just need to be honest with everybody that it's not always a bed of roses.
Yeah, no, yeah.
So I think that's where we started. But as it's gone on, it's become like almost like we said, therapy for me and you.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've probably spoken more about family and personal stuff than we have work. Mm. And I think we said, we did have, because it was only a couple of weeks ago, we said maybe we need to do a few podcasts.
A bit more.
More about business.
Mm.
So that's kind of evolving. And when we're speaking to people and getting people's feedback, we're listening. I like the swearing, for example, that people said I was swearing too much. And it was right. And I'm glad people said that.
Yeah.
So I'm making more of a concerted effort, and not just on the podcast, but just in life, to not swear as much.
Because we never swear in front of our son.
No.
And when we get to work, we can
it becomes like verbal diarrhea.
Go a little bit. But yeah, we have definitely reduced on that, haven't we? Because it is something you can control. You know, we don't do it at home.
Yeah.
So we can reduce it.
So there's that. I'm grateful for that. Yeah. And then launching the video business, it's kind of been like a soft launch.
Always was a soft launch, but it has been a little bit softer just because we have really decided to put really concise plans in place, haven't we, to like, you know, go forward with a much more clear vision for both companies, haven't we? For all our companies.
I think, being honest, we started with like a net wide open sort of approach with ThreadaPixel, and it's worked. So I don't know if we'd been better off if we'd have gone more niche. I don't know. We won't know that.
Yeah.
But that's how we started.
And now we want to really
work out what is, I don't mean like the right customer, but you know, we all have an ideal, I suppose, customer what we're looking for as a business, from being honest. Mm. And it's just trying to work out what that is and what that means. Yeah. And then we want to start, although we have started Kraken. This is why it's almost like a soft launch.
Kraken's Media
wants to be really starting that way, like really working at what the real... Mm. Where the niche is and who we can help the most and what we want to get from that business as well, because I've got some ideas. And it's just formulating a plan and trying to get that plan in place before we really sort of start banging the drum saying, this is who we are, this is what we do. So, and hopefully all of next year, that will all start to come together and make more sense. And I am personally really excited for 2024.
Yeah, no, definitely.
I don't want to say it, but as Del Boy always said, maybe this time next year, Rodney will be millionaires.
Del Boy.
Del Boy. Yeah, Rodney and Del Boy. So, so I think this is our last one before Christmas, I say.
Yeah.
We're going to enjoy Christmas, spend time with family, busy next couple of weeks for us, which is great. But there's no point in saying we'll be back next week and then not doing it. We'd rather just say, let's just call it a day.
Yeah, we'll be back at some point in the new year.
Back in the new year. And when we say some point, it's going to be in the first 1 or 2 weeks of January.
Well, I'm keeping it casual.
It will be the worst 1 or 2 weeks in January. But yeah, I just want to say to everyone, look, have an amazing... Oh, shout out.
Oh.
We haven't done shout out. No. I was going to wrap it up then. That seemed like a really good cue point to wrap up, though. We were like moving into wrapping up. Sorry.
So who's the shout out this week then?
The shout out is to me. It's to me. It's to you and all of you. The shout out is to everybody.
Everybody, yeah.
Everyone. You know what? Life gives you lemons sometimes. And what do you do?
Make lemonade.
Oh, she knew it. Mm, well done. Bravo. Yeah, you know what? And it is tricky, whether you're a business owner or not. Life is just,
try and see that cup half full.
Car park.
Oh, my God. I need some more water and some carbs.
And less wine.
Yeah.
I mean, the less food poisoning.
Yes, less food poisoning to our son. Yeah, as far as he's concerned.
Yeah,
got our Christmas jumpers on, though, for Threadapixel. We didn't.
Didn't highlight that. Well, a bit obvious.
Well, I know, but you know when it's creased.
Oh, I was going to decorate the shelving.
Oh, that would have been nice.
Oh, doo-doo.
Anyway.
But now the shout outs to everyone. You know what? We're all doing an amazing
job.
Play we're all doing
to everyone,
our best.
Giving it your all.
Yeah.
Yeah. You might be going through a hard time, but
we don't give ourselves
enough
credit.
Everybody
does
go through hard times from time to time. So don't beat yourself up.
No. So you know, listen.
Have that moment. Speak to friends or family.
Yep.
Or in your head, write it down. Go.
Go. Stop what you're doing. Put your hand behind your back. And give yourself a pat.
Ah, okay. Didn't know where that was going.
The YMCA.
What we're doing now.
No, seriously, just give yourself, just stop for a minute.
Yeah.
Stop giving yourself a hard time. Yeah. Give yourself a pat on the back. Yeah. You've got through another
year. Reflect on what you've done. Even if you've just got through this year.
That's amazing.
You know, start afresh in the new year. Continue being amazing.
I think we give all ourselves such a hard time thinking there's a time on things. But I tell you, I mean, even if you're 40, you most likely, touch wood, you've got another 40, 50 years of your life.
Yeah.
There's loads of time.
Yeah, even if you don't know what you want to do at 40, you know, it's not a bad thing.
Some of the most interesting people at 40 don't know what they want to do.
No, I know.
Sunscreen song.
Oh, yeah.
If you have not listened
to that song, listen to the words of that song.
Yeah. Honest to God, they sum up your life perfectly. But you'll only appreciate it
when you're 40.
When you're 40 or 50 or whatever. Mm. When you're 20, probably won't mean anything to you.
Yeah.
But honest to God, the guy that says those words, I think it's a guy, sum up it all perfectly.
Yeah, it's
life
brilliant,
perfectly.
Isn't it? Yeah.
So please stop. Give yourself a pat on the back. Mm. Don't give yourself a hard time. You know, enjoy Christmas. Whether you've got loads of money, whether you're struggling, just enjoy Christmas and enjoy the things that are free. The people that you love around you. Because do you know what? I don't mean to be somber, but you don't know how long they're going to be around for.
Yeah.
So just enjoy those times together. That's free. That won't cost you a single penny.
Yeah.
Even if you only have toast to put in the bread to put in the toaster to make toast. Mm. It doesn't matter. Just enjoy and love the people that are around you.
Mm.
And just be thankful for what you've got. And if you haven't got everything that you want, just sit down, talk to people about it, put a plan in place and start moving towards it.
Yeah.
A small step forward.
Yeah.
Is better than a step backwards or standing still. So just keep moving forward.
Yeah.
Stay positive. Love each other. I don't know how you do that. Is that right?
I think so.
I've knocked my mic. Oh, doo-doo. So that's it really for us, isn't it?
Yeah.
So here we are, 2023.
Enjoy the Christmas break.
Yes.
And thank you to the... 3 or 4 people that have been listening every week.
It's your mum and dad, my mum and dad, 4. Marissa says she does now, which is 5. And you saw something there that says they watched every single one. So that's 6.
No, there are a few. There are a few. So we do appreciate
glass half full,
it.
6 listeners.
Yes. Yes. It's better than we started at 0.
Yes. And now we've got
with
6.
No marketing because I haven't done any socials.
People
for
are
it.
Genuinely going to think we've only got 6 listeners. But really, it's 7.
Yeah.
Keep one in your back pocket.
No. So thank you so much for listening. Yeah. Any feedback is great.
And we forgot Richard and Gary. They listen as well.
Yeah.
So it could be 8.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, yeah. Well
done
for getting through the year.
Yeah.
And enjoy the Christmas break. Yeah. Enjoy the new year. And we will see you in the new year.
So from our family.
To yours.
Happy Christmas.
And a Merry New Year.
Oh, for God's sake.
I'm shaking it up.
Bye.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Bye.